Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers.
Scream loudly for
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
No better way to start your day.
93.3.
The Planet.
Rocks. Hey, yo, hello, you ready to catch a contact? Well, then grab some Visine and let's do this. It's now time for Nine's best damn audio. Yo, Nine, hit this, brother.
I forget what to do. Do I count you down here? Hold on, don't breathe yet.
I'm on.
Oh, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, now exhale. Sorry, I forgot.
Thank
you. You over there turning blue. Violet Beauregard over here.
I come to you with 5 clips today. It is a bit of a bloated NBDA.
You right. Say clips.
Clips.
Yes. Yeah. Loaded clips.
Not magazines, clips. Right. A couple in Virginia got caught up in the midst of a police pursuit last Sunday.
Mm.
They got pulled over in time to start recording the cops arresting the guy. It's just like, I mean, this audio is so... Married couple on the way to Home Depot. Just to listen to it.
Not going streaking?
No. This is all most likely on the way to Home Improvement Warehouse.
Okay. We're in the middle of a freaking pursuit. Where'd he go?
There he is right there. There he is.
Oh, my God. Jason.
He lost it. Yeah, he lost it.
Yeah! Oh, my God.
Look, he done run up on him.
Hey, we got to get out of here.
Yeah, we're staying right here.
We got to
this
go.
This is freaking awesome.
Oh, my God.
What I need is a spicy chicken sandwich now. It's Sunday. Damn.
Right? They're on the verge of that. But he got real redneck at one point towards about 2/3 of the way in.
Oh, yeah.
Can you isolate the part where he gets real redneck fat, Bo?
Here it comes.
Yeah, he lost.
Oh, my God.
Look, he done run up on him.
Hey,
run
we
up
got on to him. Get out of here.
Yeah, we're staying right here.
He
done run up on him. Yeah,
he done run up on him.
He got real redneck
gonna,
right there, man.
Lay low right here. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They'd get kicked out of the HOA if they heard him talking that Southern.
Well, it sounded like he was pulling for the guy running.
I think he was.
Oh, man.
Look, he done run up on him.
See, when you say, look, he done run up on him, you sound like a guy who's got a record at that point.
Go, buddy.
They had fun, though. I'm glad they enjoyed that as much as they did. I mean, that's kind of my reaction when I was a little kid and I saw that naked woman in the middle of Poinsett Highway with Greenville County deputies talking to her.
Was she hot?
No, not at all.
Yeah, I remember. Aww. Wasn't good.
Mm-mm.
It wasn't Bubba Bubba? Mm-mm. Whatever her name was.
No.
It's Hubba Hubba.
Probably look, better than that, but still.
Look, he didn't run up on him.
Look, he didn't run up on him. I want to hear that during the Super Bowl on Sunday. I want somebody to
that's
drop
awesome.
That line. Look, he didn't run up on him.
Look, he didn't run up on him.
Oh, my God. You know the lady in the middle of Poinsett Highway all these years ago? You know who she looked like, really?
The lady in the hotel room in The Shining?
No. Stevie Janowski's wife.
Oh, no.
Who's buck naked in the middle of Poinsett Highway.
Maria?
Cars going by. Yeah, Maria.
One
from Eastbound and Down.
One of the early settlers of Berea.
Yeah.
Oh, man, she's naked a lot.
Yeah.
I'm just going to let this next clip speak for itself. I'm not going to set it up beyond saying 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 words. And now, a word from Elon Musk.
in simplistic terms, it's sort of like a Fitbit in your skull. Because we already got a monkey with a wireless implant in their skull who can play video games using his mind. So it does not look like an unhappy monkey. And you can't even see where the neural implant was put in. Except for that he's got like a slight dark mohawk.
Neuralink.
Yeah, the monkey has Neuralink. So they put the Neuralink chip, transmitter, in the monkey's brain. And now the monkey hangs out playing video games, controlling them with his mind. And nobody's afraid of this. I mean, I've seen Planet of the Apes. I've seen the old ones and the new ones. I've seen this. It don't end well for us or the Statue of Liberty.
We have the greatest army in the world. We'll take on any nation, any species.
We talked about Neuralink last year.
Chimps are 6 times stronger than humans.
3 years ago, we talked about Elon Musk possibly going to space, and we didn't think he'd do it. I mean, we mentioned it. Now he's already there.
Yeah. Well, another SpaceX rocket landed and blew up yesterday.
He won't talk about GameStop. He'll talk about space.
Keeps happening.
Oh, hell yeah. Well, he'll talk about Bitcoin all day.
Yeah.
And then when he gets called about it, then he's like, you know, I'm going to take a little break from Twitter now, guys.
Yeah.
Take a little break.
Yeah, I'm sure.
To figure out what we're going to call our daughter again.
If I owned as much of that as he does, I'd talk about it a lot, too.
What? Oh, Bitcoin?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah. I mean, anybody like him who's talking about it a lot, it's because they own a lot of it and they're influencing you to buy some, so theirs goes up.
Well, and Jeff Bezos yesterday, that was real shocking, stepping down as CEO of Amazon to concentrate on his space exploration.
He's going to be his new title, executive director or something, chairman or something.
The Earth.
Yeah. It's
chairman of the Earth?
It's kind
of
like.
That's bigger than being the president.
It is. That's. Kind of like what Putin does to maintain power in Russia, where he's not always the president.
Oh, steals Super Bowl rings?
No. Where he assumes that the other office. I don't know what it's called.
Poison's underpants.
But he swaps back and forth from office to office to maintain top level power.
Yeah. What is his thing? Blue Origin, Blue Orgy. Which one did that song?
Orgy.
His thing's the other. Okay, he's Blue Origin.
Maybe he's Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah. You're
dun, 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 dun.
Bezos is going to start a brothel. It takes Bitcoin.
Not fat boy.
Where do you put it at? In your swallet?
I dig it. Stockton to Malone, bitch.
Thank you.
Straight up.
Over to you, Byron Russell.
You know how you play...
Or is it Brian?
I'm Hornacek. You know you play too many video games when your kid's first word... is calling you a loser. That's what happens in this clip.
I don't get this. She did not say loser.
You are so talkative, huh? You got a lot to say. You are so talkative, huh?
You're a clown, bro. You're a clown, Dad.
That happened in the middle of him live streaming. He's a video game streamer with a newborn. Or not a newborn. It's old enough to start talking now. But yeah, it sounded like the baby's first word was calling Daddy a loser during his live streaming of video games.
So it's just dad and daughter talking?
Or dad and baby. I don't know if it's a daughter.
Yeah. Okay, let me hear it again then.
I don't get this. She did not say loser.
You are so talkative, huh? You got a lot to say.
Yeah.
You are so talkative, huh?
Wow.
Yeah. Slowed it down.
Yep, so that's what happens. You play too many video games. Your kid, during your live stream, their first word is going to be calling you a loser.
A kid's going to grow up to be an umpire, a referee.
Or a bully.
You know what the dad said to the kid?
Listen, pal.
Hey, pal.
I have the answer to an age-old question.
Hey.
Okay.
Who's smarter, dogs or babies?
A fifth grader.
No, that's not one of the options.
Dogs or babies?
Dog or baby. Who's smarter, a dog or a baby?
It's got to be a dog, right?
I'm going to say a dog, too. My dog's real smart. Like, I've told you, he's got that one bone that it's shaped like a T. He holds it down on the ground with his paws and just, like, he knows how to, if he had thumbs.
Oh, yeah.
He could change the channel for
him.
He can
do a lot of stuff.
So you're saying a full-grown dog or a baby. I'm going with the baby.
All right. Well, a mother's trying to teach her baby to say mama. Kid couldn't figure it out, but could the dog?
Can you say, mama, 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 mama? Mama, 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 mama.
You can say, mama, mama, mama. Good boy.
So there you have it. The answer to the age-old question, who's smarter, dogs or babies? The winner is dogs.
Okay.
okay, a dog got that far, just, you know, that quick. You could teach a dog to talk. Surely.
Sometimes it seems possible, you know, because, I know dogs can understand. The smart dogs can understand a couple hundred words.
Now, baby's mouth is cleaner.
They have a vocabulary. I don't know about that.
Yeah, it's stupid. The dog's mouth is cleaner than yours.
Yeah, you wouldn't breastfeed a dog, would you?
You heard the stuff comes out of Fat Boy's mouth? My dogs have never
seen it. You've seen stuff goes in it.
And too.
It's troubling. Yeah, I like howling dogs. You know, the ones that you can get going good.
Mm-hmm.
My aunt and uncle and my cousins, they had a dog that my daddy would go over there, and I know it pissed them off probably. They'd all laugh while we were there. And that dog would start, head up,
yeah,
perched,
man.
Just like he's a werewolf.
Get him howling and baying and stuff. Yeah. Get him going.
First person that can teach their dog to say thank you, I'll give you tickets to Coachella 2016.
Good luck for that.
I'll be home in a couple hours, dogs. Get ready. Doing some schoolwork today. I got to
keeping the tradition alive.
Yeah, homeschooling my dogs.
That's great.
I got one more clip for you here, and this is something that I know you guys are going to enjoy quite a bit.
Okay.
This is a guy losing his mind over 17 farts, specifically 17 poots.
In a row?
In a row.
Cool.
Check it out.
Alexa, can you fart 17 times in a row?
17 farts coming in.
I don't know when I married a child, but apparently I did.
Well,
couldn't hear the farts really good through that.
He's for his
speakering.
I don't think that guy's a smoker, but when something's so funny that you're not a smoker and you start laughing like a smoker, it was funny.
He's got some kind of lung something. Butter. Something.
It's a bit you can only do one time. You kind of wear out the audience if you keep doing the fart.
That's why I do it alone. I do.
Well, she don't stop. She keeps going.
She will offer the... We talked about that. Alexa will offer a... Would you like to hear a really long wet fart? Would you like to hear a... I can't even say the one word she uses.
Yeah.
Like a feminine fart, let's say.
Yeah.
Why can't she have a southern accent? You want a wet one, sugar?
You want one? You want to blow out your britches?
Then she wouldn't even be able to say her own name.
Me to sound like I drew mud?
You want a stinky one, honey?
Mm.
I feel bad for the guy at the point where, because why is it in this situation? Because you've been taught how to do life by sitcoms from the 90s.
A child.
Yeah, so why is it? The wife doesn't have to be a killjoy. She can have fun, too. But because you grew up watching damn Home Improvement, it taught you everything you know about healthy relationships.
Bro.
You got to act like the mom on that show and be a killjoy.
Want me to fart like Tim Taylor?
Yeah.
I will go to my grave laughing my testicles off when I hear a fart. Always. I will. I don't care. It's an immaturity thing, but it's also like, it's also, oh, there I went again. Pardon me. I enjoy them. I do. I like the real ones better than the digital ones, but not in person, if that makes sense.
What if it's like a really old person who can't help it and they're really embarrassed by it? I feel sad then instead of like amused. That's a sad poot.
Yeah.
Yeah, like what shameful, smells like blood?
Shameful poots.
Or they don't realize that they did it. Like they don't maybe have any feelings back there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have any recorded on your phone now? Is that still in your repertoire?
I never kept
them. Hold on, my stomach's hurting. I'm going to put it up. Oh, okay, I was early. I thought you were about to do it.
Do it now.
I can't.
Do it now.
Okay, fine. Oh, God, that one's going to be bad. That one's going to be real bad.
Got it in there.
Do you record farts?
I don't. Sometimes I have a great one and I wish I had.
That's where Nine and I and Fat Boy drift away from the... similarities of what we think is funny. Nine doesn't like farts like Fat Boy and I do.
Why just they make him so mad if you got to do it? He gets, like, upset.
Hey, they sound funny, but I don't want to sit in here and smell them for 20 minutes after the fact. Because this room ain't well ventilated.
Just the sounds are fun.
Yeah, but then if you got to suffer through it for 20 minutes, smell like you know. Look, man, as it stands, every day for the last 6-odd years, I've driven down the Malden Road area to get to work, all right? Twice a day.
Oh, you already know.
I get enough of that.
Oh, look, let's listen to this one from May 10th, 2018.
That wasn't real.
See? That's when I knew I was going to marry that lady.
Oh, was that your ass? As opposed to what?
She thought I was watching Tool Time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, Home Improvement Marathon.
I thought it was, too. Mm-hmm. I'm 9. That's my best damn audio and yours, too, now.
Thank you, Jimmy. We'll take us a little bit. Thank you.
Okay.
We should come out with thank you cards.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take a break. We come back. More Rise Guys. You can call us if you'd like to. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your phone is a radio.
I listen on the radio.com app.
Get the Rise Guys daily podcast and so much more.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the radio.com app.
Yes, yes.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
Download and listen free on your phone.
93.3.
The rocks.
I want to go ride a motorcycle.
On the back.
It better have 3 wheels on it.
I was going to say. it get all... Baby deer legs on a motorcycle somehow, and just old Matthew just laid it down. It's all skid up on one side now.
Oh man, I forgot about the sidecar, Ashley Schaefer's bike.
Oh yes, what season is this from?
Well, this is 3. This is playing when Shane Dog's dead.
Oh yeah,
he puts him up on the couch.
Myrtle Beach season.
Says if you don't want me to take your truck, send me a sign.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, huh. And the corpse just stays still, or right? No, it moves or something, right?
No, it's his twin shows up.
No, I don't remember that.
Moves in the bloopers.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 8:30 today. Around an hour and a half, episode 24 of After Hours with the Rise Guys will debut. This episode entitled, Sarah, Get Me Mount Pilot. I want to try this with Paige, because I've already showed Fat Boy. Paige, you ever seen them fun games? They say, hey, guess that foot. Guess that foot.
Oh, gosh.
Look how big that foot is. Any idea? It's not Shaq.
Lurch.
It's Lurch from the Addams Family.
Yeah.
Is that like an athletic shoe from that dude whose foot, the shoe they had at the Army-Navy store? Giant shoe?
No, I know that shoe.
Everybody knows that shoe.
This shoe is so big, it looks like an old woman with little kids live in it. No, I'll zoom out and show you. That belongs to Jimmy Jack Jackie. That was from yesterday when we were taping episode 24 of After Hours with the Rise Guys.
Damn, Niner.
He was in total comfort, and I you'll hear it on the podcast. I said, do me a favor. Let me take a picture of you right now just to show how comfortable you are. Look at the look on that face. Nice. Got him. Jeez. Aww. He's like, I am enjoying myself so much right now.
Happy boy.
Wasn't hanging any brain. That's good.
Yeah. No, I was wearing pants.
I'm going to use that for the image for this week's episode.
Do it, man. Do it.
Pardon. Such a good picture of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I was relaxed and casual. I've given up on being a fashion trendsetter because that position on this show is taken.
Well, sweetie, you just say, Jim.
I ain't talking about you.
Well, sweetie, you just say about her.
I'm not talking about Paige.
Talk about yourself.
I'm talking about the guy who is starting my new favorite fashion trend. I'm talking about
solid color tees. I know you dropped the pocket for this season. What happened?
I had to quit making them, man.
They quit making pocket tees?
Yeah.
Outrageous.
I've bought pants that have pockets on them. They have leftovers.
Oh, with Neuralink, you won't need pockets.
That's true. You just put it in your whole head.
In the future, they said we'll pull our pockets inside out for a fashion trend.
Yeah, I remember that.
You know, I'm at the mercy of the one place, so I got to get what they got.
Huge and tall?
And they haven't had pockets in a while.
Oh, yes. The store. You go to...
Penny's.
The French store.
Yeah. By the way, if you really want to hear After Hours with the Rise Guys, just text PODCAST to 72341. We'll bounce you back a link. And the new episode will be up about 10.
Yes, and it's practically everywhere that you can get podcasts, except Spotify, because they don't have any money left.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So the sloppy pocket shirt didn't make it into the guys' fashion?
Sloppy pockets?
Yeah, the bigger pockets.
Oh, yeah, those are ugly.
I put the butcher knife to her head.
I put the butcher knife to her neck.
Her neck, rather. Thank you.
The fashion plate in this room right now is Fat Bo. He has started a new trend that I'm so upset that I think I'm the only one who's noticed this.
Shorts when it's 21 degrees outside? What is it?
That's just because he don't own pants.
Yeah, well, we don't work in the ditch.
So. He wore his one pair of blue jeans yesterday, so he's tapped.
What is it? I don't know. I'm trying. There's nothing different about him.
See, that's because you don't have it, and neither do I. Touch right here, Matt, on yourself. What do you feel right here? Skin?
Yeah. Like, what is that? What is that?
If you're Fat Boy, Fat Boy has grown a scarf. He has a wraparound beard. His beard wraps plumb around the back of his head. His beard connects to the hair on the back of his head. I love it. I'm not being a I love it. I'm in love with sitting here staring at it. I've been staring at it for 2 days.
It's just now scared. Look.
Okay, will you mind taking your headphones off and looking toward that wall?
Yeah. The other side's more noticeable. Yeah, turn the other direction, the side I see.
Oh, man.
On this side, it's completely connected on his left-hand side.
Now, look, I was already going to, today was my day to clean up. So now I don't think it's because you said that when I do it. I was already going to.
I like the skeered. I think that's really cool.
I don't like having facial hair, but I got to have it. It's got to.
I have never seen that before in my whole life.
I've never seen a beard connect to the back of the head hair. I love it. I'm so, because, all right, the one part of my face that gets cold is the part without hair on it. But if I had that, then I wouldn't need a scarf ever. My neck would stay warm because I'd have fur.
It's like an Ewok.
Yeah, it's like the thing, the face mask you put, the gators, they call them. Like women, you have a hair gator.
Yeah, women have been slaughtering minks for centuries because they can't grow hair where Fat Boy has it.
I got a gator.
That's pretty cool. I've never seen that with anybody. You ever get it on your eyelids?
No, I don't really notice it. I might have to take a picture now so I can look kind of see what's going on.
Can I take a picture?
I mean, I guess you could. I mean, I know you guys do. Can't stop you. I am in a public place.
I don't take pictures of you without your knowledge.
No, you do.
I don't. Okay. You make me listen. If I sat through another meeting where I'm told everything's going to that and that's what we got to do, and then y'all don't want to do it, then I'm gonna start showing my butt way more than I already do. Oh God! Don't show that to him. I'm gonna make him feel awful. Show it to him. How does that happen? I've never seen that. It connects from beard to neck.
I haven't had a neck trim in a long time. Now, if you look from that angle, it's not as bad.
No, it looks fine there.
It's not as bad.
Turn it upside down, though.
You can tell it's chilly outside.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it didn't feel any different. Look, if it were up to me, I'd have no facial hair or a mustache. Just to have, I mean, it doesn't have to be a good mustache just to have one. Like, that's what I would prefer.
You'd want to look like David Wells when he was a Yankee?
Yes.
That's the dream.
You have neck burns.
There's
what
too
it
much
is.
Fat.
Yeah.
Like, it's like... what is it that they used to call them, where you would shave down mutton chops?
Mm-hmm.
You have like a rack of lamb on your neck.
Rack of lamb. That's just so much hair, I gotta go maintain it.
Hey, his beard connects to the leg of lamb.
I've never noticed. Is it something new? Have you just stopped shaving your, what is that? It's not your neck. Well, it is, but it's on the side.
It's like below, directly under the ear and all the way to the back. It just, I mean, the beard just keeps going all the way around his head.
So would his hair grow all the way down his back off and take over?
Take your top off right now.
Goes down the back. Right.
That's really
ass.
Cool. That keeps you warm in the winter.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's got something I got to, like when I cut my hair, I can't really do the neck. I don't always like to ask for help.
Yeah.
So if I can get an extra mirror and then I can see that I got the back, I'll stop there.
I'm going to get you a man groomer, but not for your crotch, for your neck, so you can reach it.
You already got me a crotch one. I still use it.
Do you use it?
Yeah.
You can use the same one for both.
I cleaned it up real good before I gave it to you.
It still works, man, after all these years.
Well, that's good.
Oh, wow.
I'm blown. I mean, I'm just enamored with it. The picture I got of it is great, too. We'll have to share that around.
Now, Fat Boy just sent a picture of it he took. If you look at it at that direction.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't tell if you're, I mean, no offense, I couldn't tell if you're a man or a woman right there.
Yeah, can't tell really at all.
Like, from this part right here, I guarantee it, I could take this and say, guess the celebrity, and people would say Dorothy from Golden Girls.
You know, I can't clean it up because I can't see it, but I feel like I don't have enough hair to go somewhere and get it taken care of. Like, if I could get a haircut.
I'll shave you.
There ain't enough hair. And you got to do all that, too, in the back? Like, I don't feel like justifying that much money.
I'll do it for free.
Hair. But I mean, like, to go to somebody that's qualified so I don't get gapped up. Mm. You know, you got to, it's not like we, buddies growing up used to cut each other's hair.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's kind of different now.
Why? COVID?
I don't know. You just don't want to get really gapped up. And that happened a lot when you were a kid.
Oh, yes.
On purpose?
That happened at regular barbershops for me. Yeah. Like, I don't know that those guys were licensed that I went to. I know a couple times I came back with a bleeding back of my neck. True story.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. God. And nobody cared. Mm-mm. It was just part of it by getting a haircut.
What do you expect, Matthew? It was
$4. Yeah. Absolutely $4 haircut. Ding, ding.
I come here to buy the 24-karat gold-plated quarters. Now, leave me alone.
For some reason, they sell brooms for the Lions Club.
I don't have enough hair to pay you the money where I got to sit there and drink a beer and then go home. Don't have enough.
Yeah.
So this is, I missed it.
I like the look.
I think you should keep it. It's cool as hell.
It's like the magnet man face you get at the Cracker Barrel where you can, you know, pull the magnet shavings up to make him a mustache or whatever. Yours is gray like that, but all of it's like stuck around the side of the head. That's really cool.
You talk about the Gene Shalit toy.
I have never seen that before on a man.
I've never seen that
or a woman
anybody,
either. I guess.
For that matter, yeah.
I mean, I don't like having facial hair, so I probably won't like keep it or anything. Like the neck's got to, you know, it's got to be trimmed bad.
You always have facial hair.
Yeah, well, yeah, because I'm too fat to not have it. It's a you know, self conscious thing.
It is a must have.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
If I weren't fat, I wouldn't have any.
Until chins become really popular.
Well,
multiple.
I'll be double popular then.
It's a thing.
Double chins are going to come into popularity.
We've never been so hot as we will be when that happens.
So can he? Can he post that picture?
I don't care.
No, I already did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Shows you how much I paid attention to that video we had to watch the other day.
I'm gonna post that one right there.
I love that one.
Just don't ask me if I'm pregnant.
That's a fun picture.
Can't do that.
That's rude.
Don't do that.
You better put a disclaimer with that.
Underage drinking.
Yeah, I posted it on the Rise Guys Facebook page so far. You can go there and see it.
Go see Fat Boy's
natural scarf.
It's a natural scarf.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. I don't know, man. It's mean when I see people that should have facial hair because, you know, you got all the chins.
Thank you.
You're like, you should grow something. But some people just don't like it.
Some people know what's underneath.
Some people would rather be exposed than have to deal with the itch. This is awful.
Uh-huh.
And facial hair.
See, I think it feels nice on my face.
I'd like to walk around not wearing pants, and it would feel great, but it would be kind of uncomfortable sitting on certain chairs.
You look like a lion with yours on. Look at that mane. Like Wizard Oz.
Look like a cowardly lion, yeah, I was going to say. Look like that lion in particular.
I don't think it's ever going to be possible where people are, like, you know, showing their chins and genitalia, so you'll have to forget that comfort.
That's an it's fashion. I mean, you know, there was a time when beards, you know, showed like, you know, you're rugged, you're a man, and, you know, all this stuff. And then it became a thing where, well, if you're in the business world, you don't have facial hair. People don't trust you.
People don't trust a salesman with facial hair. Has always been a thing.
Ooh, gross. She shaves her nether regions. Oh, gross. She does not shave her nether regions. I chase it. She shaves it. You know, it's the ebb and flow. Bell bottoms, skinny jeans. Zubaz, Jinkos, and now dudes wearing floods again.
Yep.
My ankle's too fat for that.
For some reason, the pants on dudes just keep getting shorter and tighter until we're back in what were affectionately known in the 80s as nut huggers.
Oh, no.
Yeah, bring that back.
The kind of shorts that Matt's dad fell out of at the beach.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
Tight shorts.
Yeah, they're laughing at my fat son. I know it. They're walking by here looking at us laughing at him. Matthew, don't pay attention to them. Danny, your ball's hanging out. Oh, Matthew, we're looking at it.
Go back to the days of the Chevy Chase shorts from Vacation. A little short khaki ones. We're going to go back to that. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going to look like John Stockton with hairy thighs showing off.
Yeah, you couldn't wear those shorts and do like the Captain Morgan's pose.
No.
You'd go on a list.
You got to love a man in short basketball shorts. Those are the best.
Mm-hmm.
Sick.
Yes. All right. Well, Fat Boy, congratulations.
You're a fashion plate.
You've stolen our attention yet again in the hearts of at least one lady.
Hell yeah.
A lot of dudes.
Yep,
we'll take a break. We'll come back. More Rise Guys. Morning, everybody.
All right, football fans. The NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
93.3 The Planet, a favorite. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 8:49. I was, I'm glad that I asked ahead of time. Fat Boy said he got a response from the dad on yesterday's Truth and Consequences. And I was like, oh, let's just wait and open it live on the air. And Fat Boy did open it before it went on the air, which I'm glad you did, because he said there's no update yet. But we'll get an update on that. The one from yesterday where the guy, his daughter is going to be proposed to by her boyfriend on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And the dad of the father of the soon-to-be bride, perhaps, said, don't do that. That is a bad idea. Don't get engaged on Valentine's Day.
Yes. He said it'd be a bad idea considering his daughter wouldn't like it.
Right. But I still have the theory that dad doesn't want to be the one who says, I don't agree with this relationship, so that's my out. But generally speaking, it's not a good idea to do anything non-committal on Valentine's Day. Unless it's like a one-night stand, but you know. That'd just be ironic, I suppose.
See, I think
I still feel like I need to give her roses or something.
I think we make too big a deal out of Valentine's Day, not just because, oh man, it's just made up thing we spend too much money on, but because I personally don't have any memories of any of the Valentine's Days I have participated in. I'm not blocking them out or suppressing them either, I don't think. I just don't remember any of them. There have been celebrations and things done to when I was in relationships for Valentine's Day, but I don't have any memories or recollection whatsoever of any of it. Not a lick.
Well,
so go ahead and have that first date on Valentine's Day or propose on Valentine's Day. Apparently you're not going to remember it if you're like me.
I'd like to apologize for nine and all the people that we've helped get married over the years with numerous nuptials on Valentine's Day. He doesn't remember any of those.
No.
Some of them stick out way more than others.
Well, when the suit of armor was stolen, yeah. Never forget that. But I don't even associate that with Valentine's Day.
No, but there was the one thing that I mentioned. It may have been on the other podcast, but I was saying that we did that one promotion that year where it was like we tried hard when we first got on the radio to like be the total opposite of what is expected. Like you would think that a mass wedding would be on, you know, a station that's playing Tay-Tay Swift. Or one that's playing Kenny G into Michael Bolton.
Yeah, it'd be on the station that's nonstop Adele.
But it's us. We should be doing Divorce-a-rama. But no, we do that. Then, most shows, a lot of them, will do a best of blank and blank or blank, blank and blanky. We do worst of. So it's very, that's kind of ironic. So this one promotion we did, it was like, all the single people on Valentine's Day come out to this bar and bring a memento. Boy, now that I think about it, do we participate in some kind of Wiccan ceremony?
It was somewhere between The Craft and Waiting to Exhale or Stella Got Her Groove Back.
Was Alyssa Milano there? I think we were on Charmed, the reality show. But we asked everybody to bring either a photo, a love letter, or some memento you'd been saving from a previous relationship and be done with it. And we burned it.
Yeah.
Like, we had a fire. Was the fire in the bar? They have a fireplace?
I don't recall, man.
I know we burned stuff up.
Like I said, I don't remember Valentine's Day for some reason. I don't remember where the fire was. I remember the event. Bar. Yeah, I remember the bar.
Bonfire in the parking lot. The
place was notorious for some of the worst food I ever had in my life.
Jeez.
Oh, it was, too. Oh.
You didn't burn something up that somebody came back and said, hey, that was really important.
No, but the smell of burning old roses is kind of nice. I mean, it really is. I'm thinking about optioning it into a beard oil.
You definitely should. Man, it was, that was some Waiting to Exhale stuff. That was like burning the car. That was like throwing his stuff out in the yard and lighting it on fire. You know, that was weird.
Where we screwed up, because that would have been better for one of those other stations.
Absolutely. Waiting to Exhale is not a movie popular with our audience.
No.
It's a movie popular with middle-aged women in the mid-90s.
Yeah.
And that would put them, like, my mom's age now. We're not that popular, as we've said before, with women in their late 60s, early 70s.
Uh-uh. No. They feel convicted about listening to us.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And the ones who love us have been convicted of something.
Yes. It's usually what we find out with our our data.
Your mom's Waiting to Exhale was still Magnolias.
You don't want to do the first date on Valentine's Day. I mean, that's as bad as starting to date somebody the week before Christmas.
Well, no, I think that starting to date them the week before Christmas is great because it's too soon to be on the hook for presents of any stature. And a first date on Valentine's Day, at least you'll remember when it happened.
I would start dating on the 26th of December or the day after Valentine's Day.
Well, yeah.
Definitely before March 13th.
You don't have to buy the gift.
What do vegetarians do on Steak and BJ Day?
I don't know if that's right. I never saw it on the calendar. I thought somebody made it up.
Oh, you never buy a Lions Club
calendar.
They
do tofu and BJ Day.
Well, look, they made up Mother's Day, and you celebrate that.
It's on the calendar. I don't remember that one.
Well, they made up most of these days. We still celebrate them.
Yeah. But what does Ellen and Portia do on that day?
I don't know.
Same thing.
She probably fusses at her. Hostile home environment.
Steak and snapper? I don't know.
Hey, it's your birthday. Would you like to go out on our first date? It's perfect. Hey, guess what? I know you're Jewish, but it's Hitler's birthday. You want to go out?
Oh, man.
What a great day to remember.
That's 420.
Do not go. 420?
Yeah.
When is that?
Hitler's birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the real thing?
Absolutely.
I thought it was because of the kids going out at 420.
No, that's not why it's associated with weed smoking, but it is, in fact, Hitler's birthday, April 20th.
I'm boycotting now.
That's sad that you know that, Nine.
I know that because of the weed smoking thing. I've seen the meme every year for a decade. Eventually, it's going to soak into my brain.
Yeah. Hey, would you like to go out on our first date on 420? Oh, you smoke? No, I don't. We're just going to, I dare you to go out with me.
No.
No. It's a good song. I wish we played this. Can we trade songs with Magic 98.9? I will give two nickelbacks for that one song right there. Oh, I really would.
You can't be giving up the back.
You get Sheree Taylor in here right now.
I think they just play Adele now.
Oh, they do.
I think it's just all Adele.
Yeah. All right. It's an all Adele weekend. Didn't know she had that many songs.
She doesn't.
All right. Well, let's move it on a little forward. Paige, what's up in the Plex?
We're going to find out what with the Super Bowl will decrease 37% due to the pandemic. We'll get into that story next in your Eyes Guys headlines.
No, we know it's not the wing eating from earlier this week.
Well, I saw yesterday, it could have been clickbait. I didn't click on it. I didn't get baited. It said that the Bang Bus got me, though. It said that there's a wing shortage.
Mm-hmm.
Is that just another industry taking advantage of us?
I mean, there's two of them on every chicken. Actually, four, if you think about it.
Four wings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drummies and flats, two on each side.
Hmm.
One of each on each side.
Maybe because when everything was shut down.
Yeah, but they use that excuse too many times. Oh, coins. Oh, toilet paper. Yeah. Heads of cabbage. You can only get shoulders now.
Well, I guess they're trying to somehow make wings even more expensive than they already are.
Yeah. Remember the day when you could get 10 for 10 wings?
Dude.
I miss the 90s.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember when Deuces Wild was only $2.22?
Remember when wings didn't cost $1 a piece or more everywhere?
Yeah. All right, we'll get into that Super Bowl talk right after this. Morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules on 93.3 The Planet.